Our service begins with hymn number 712 in your red hymn books, 712. And as you feel comfortable, I invite you to please stand for this evening.
Lord, whose love in humble service bore the weight of human need, who upon the cross forsaken worked your mercy's perfect deed.
May the grace of Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of peace, you brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep. By your covenant, make us complete in every good, that we may do your will and love each other well. Work among us all that which is well-pleasing in your sight, and that which brings life to all. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. You may be seated as we now hear from our Holy Scriptures.
The first reading is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths. For his name's sake, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all of the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. The second reading is from Revelation, the 7th chapter. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb. All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, Amen, praise and glory, and wisdom and thanks and honor, and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Then one of the elders asked me, These in white robes, who are they, and where did they come from? I answered, Sir, you know. And he said, These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise in body or spirit as you feel comfortable for the reading of the gospel. This is the Gospel of John, the 10th chapter. Then came the festival of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple courts, walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews who were there gathered around him, saying, How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly. Jesus answered, I did tell you, but you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than I. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand, and I and the Father are one. Word of God.
Thanks be to God.
Feel free to sit. Much like how the Revelation text begins today, I, 9 months ago, got on a yellow bus called Linnea, traveled miles up a valley, and noticed before me a great multitude. They were wearing all sorts of colors, and many in tie-dye. And they clapped and cried out in loud voices, Welcome to Holden. All the living creatures were there, the deer, the squirrels, the mice, our furry friends, as I heard in the bus orientation from Nancy. I was entirely overwhelmed. I'd never seen such a welcome parade before in my life. Never such a multitude. And I distinctly remember thinking to myself, if you just stay on this bus long enough, Mackie, maybe it'll just take you right back down to listen. Somehow, I managed to get off and arrived to a smiling Barbara who was holding a sign with my name on it. And I proceeded to walk directly past her because I had no idea what a host I was 9 months ago. Sorry, Babs. I remember my first whale in the village. Jonah caught me in the dining hall and said, It's the whale, we have to go outside. To which I seriously spent 30 seconds in the dining hall wondering how on earth there was a whale on Main Street that we were required to go look at. I remember my first hike with Robbie, up to Holden Lake. My knee popped on the way out, and I thought to myself, well, I had a good 4 days. I remember hearing about Garbo for the first time and thinking, like, these people dumpster dive as a part of their workday, and I also live with the guy who does it every day. I remember the first encounter I had with the hikies. That was a fun get meeting. They're looking pretty pale, James. I remember saying goodbye to the only people who could be my supervisors for the supposed internship I had planned on fulfilling here. I remember a lot of goodbyes. All of them, actually. I remember my first Eucharist. As a person whose love language is not physical touch, everyone was hugging at the passing of the peace, and I thought to myself, who are these touchy people? Like the elder in the Revelation text, I too asked, who are these people? Where did they come from? And perhaps with an added, what in the heck am I doing up here? And I, in my 9 months here, have received a very similar answer to what the elder got in the Revelation text. They are the people of God and serve day and night. They, you all, have touched my heart. And also helped me in 9 months to have received perhaps the most amount of hugs I've ever experienced. And dare I say, I might even have to retake the love languages test to see if physical touch is higher now. You have given me tangible love. That theme, tangible love, is also what the gospel for today is speaking to me. Jesus is calling us, telling all of us that we are the flock, that no one can keep us from the love of God. No one can separate us from this divine love we are given. We are claimed and cared for deeper than our imaginings can describe. We can't be snatched from that. We are held in it. The people gathered in the gospel text today from John just want a straightforward answer for the things that they can't perceive as love, even as they see it and receive it. Holden has been one big lesson for me in recognizing the love that is around me, even when I'm having the darndest time noticing. You may also be struggling with such. It may also be hard for you to see the love in an ever stressful and demanding world, even here in the village. But the message we get to live, the message you each give to me, is that God's love enters people and releases from people. We are vessels for God's steadfastness. We are able to give tangible love, and more importantly, to receive it. The psalm for today, Psalm 23, has many deeply rooted spaces in my heart. My grandparents were very aged while I was very young, and therefore I haven't had grandparents since early junior high. I remember very few things about my grandma, but I do remember going through Sunday school and having a family member sign their name by their favorite verse in the little study Bibles we all got. My grandma Ruth signed Psalm 23. And I, of course, at the time had no clue why she would do that, because as a youngster, I just did not understand the text. Last summer, I was a chaplain on a hospice unit of a nursing home in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and grew to know the psalm even more by heart, as the elders did, while we recited it from memory every service. It was a non-negotiable in the services. Which slightly irritated me, to begin with, as the psalm is used for many things and has perhaps turned into one of those staple, almost kind of cliche texts. As time went on, and the names of people who had died that week were read each Wednesday morning in the service, it was truly breathtaking to witness the fervor with which people deeply in their being had the words of Psalm 23. Such that it just poured out of them in our daily recitations. So as I was invited to re-examine these words, I urge you to also spend time with me in them again today. As we sit at Holden, we are invited to live out this text quite literally in this wilderness space. We are led beside still waters and rough waters and have to travel via water just to get here. We have a green valley and green grass and plenty of trees to lie down with. Line by line, I am invited with this text to reflect on my time in this place. I'm invited to also remember that you are all with me. You all have comforted me, and you all have prepared tables for me. I'm sure you can all recall times that such is the same for you. As we move along in time here together, We are led and moved into being together in ways that are innately divine, whether we notice them in time or not. The texts today welcome us each into the story of our time at Holden. Remember, like in Revelation, your beginnings here. Remember all of those times where you just threw up your hands in confusion over who these people are and what this place is. Remember, like in John, all those times that you were loved and cared for and seen so deeply, but were in your own way of realizing it, were too preoccupied to notice it, or perhaps resistant to rest in the care of the divine love that surrounded you. Remember, like in Psalm 23, all of those times that someone here affected your heart, transformed your spirit, or enlivened your joy, leading beside the still waters of the Winter Creek, laying down on the green grass with you, or just generally spending time with you that was restoring to your soul. I found that in writing this, I wanted very badly to name specific examples of the good and blessed and Holy Spirit-driven moments for me here. I also realized I had far too many to include in a short sermon, so you're welcome for me not including them. What I would like you to walk away with today, though, what I hope remains in you all of your days, is that you have an immeasurable effect on the world. You have the power to transform, shape, encourage, and encounter someone else's heart. You have a divine love in you. You are a divine love, and have been such for me. I still have weeks left in the village, so please know that I intend on cherishing all that has left to offer me here in that time. But as my internship comes to a close today, I leave you with this message. To semi-quote my favorite line from Psalm 23, to send us forth with a blessing. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of my heart forever. Thank you for being with me at Holden Village.
Is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The Lord is my shepherd. Before me, for my enemies, you anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Dwell in the house of the Lord. dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is my shepherd. Ooh, the Lord is my shepherd. He's my shepherd. I shall not want.
Please rise again as you are able, as we join in a time of prayer. The prayers for today are our prayers and our time together. Each stanza I will end with these words, "Dwell in us here, O Lord," to which the assembly is invited to respond and bless our time together. So let's practice. Dwell in us here, O Lord.
And bless our time together.
Great. Let us pray. For our beginnings at Holden, the welcome and excitement we received, the questioning and the confusion, the newness and hope, that we might remember what it was like to arrive somewhere new and exemplify the welcome each of us deserves. Dwell in us here, O Lord.
And bless this time together.
For the mountains and the valley, their life and breath in our times of breathless wonderment, that we might seek to protect our surroundings and work in balance with all of creation. Dwell in us here, O Lord.
And bless this time together.
For the people who have joined us in our pondering, joy, sorrow, hope, and weeping in this place, melding their hearts to ours, that we might bear witness to the relentless and tangible love that is in our midst and work to share it forevermore. Dwell in us here, O Lord.
And bless our time together.
For the healing of our minds, bodies, and spirits, that we might learn to be nurturers and cultivators of a peaceful, restful, and holy space for all. Dwell in us here, O Lord.
And bless our time together.
For the grief we have all carried over death, loss, sorrow, or pain, that we might engage in healthful lives that mirror the best in what we grieve. Dwell in us here, O Lord.
And bless our time together.
For all these things that have been spoken, for the things that remain in our hearts, and for the things that remain in us as wordless weights, we pray this day and forevermore that goodness and mercy shall follow us, protect us, and renew us. Shalom.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
So let's take a moment to share a word of peace with one another.
Thank you. Oh, you're going to wear your leggings.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Blessed are you, O God, fullness of heaven and earth. Day by day you shower us with blessings as you have raised us to new life in Christ. Give us glad and generous hearts, ready to praise you and ready to respond to those in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
The love of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, all loving and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. And so it is that with all the choirs of angels, with your people on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. And I invite you to stand and sing the song to us.
heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup. And after giving thanks, he gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. It is shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." We pray for the gift of your Spirit in our gathering, within this meal, among your people, and throughout the world. Blessing, praise, and thanks to you, Holy God, through Jesus Christ, by your Spirit, through all things. Amen.
Amen.
And now we'll be joining and singing together the prayer that Jesus taught us through the musical version that Gary Wolf has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive all of our sins, as we forgive those, as Christ forgave sin against us.
Save us
from the time of trial. Deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the
see then. These are the gifts of God for you, the people of God. Please know that all are welcome to this table, as Jesus is the host and it is he who invites you to come. So we have a bread. There's also the very first person that you'll come to will have gluten-free wafers, just in case you can't have gluten for the bread. And then there will be a common chalice. And if you wish, you can dip your bread in it, but you can also just drink directly from the common cup. And then if you prefer to drink wine or juice out of your own personal cup, the next is the basket. And then the first pitcher is wine, the second pitcher is juice, and then there's an empty basket where you can put your empty cup. Again, our desire is that there be no barriers between you and this amazing gift of grace that Jesus offers us. So even if you're not comfortable taking communion but would like to come forward for a blessing, please know that I would be honored to do that with you as well. All has been prepared. I invite you to come as you feel comfortable.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us and grant us. us your peace. Have mercy on us, have mercy on us, and grant us your peace. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
Thank you.
invite you to please stand. And now may the fullness of Jesus Christ strengthen you and hold you in grace. Amen. We join in singing the post-communion canticle filled with the Spirit.
Filled with the Spirit, filled with His grace, strengthened by the gift of life, we leave this place. Go out and sing His praise, shout His name, your voices raise. Tell everyone the wonders you have done. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Loving God, you have greeted us in our brokenness, nourished us with the body of Christ. Risen to new life in you, send us now to bear your healing love into the wounded world in the name of our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The blessing of the living God, Creator, Savior, and Spirit, surround and sustain you, keep you from harm, and fill you with courage. Amen. You are loved by Christ and called into the world. Go in peace and share the good news. Thanks be to God. Yeah.